And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Yesterday's dreams and matinees.
Is that the redheaded stranger?
Nope. Like ticker toys, they fell apart today.
That's right, like Tinker Toys. Do you kids even know what fucking Tinker Toys are? You don't. Hey, hey, hey. You don't. Why you should be all thrown into the sea, you stupid millennials. Knowing that the millennials are 40 years old.
Easy there.
The grandpas are on the road. Johnny Bueno, Chris Honeywell on the road. Listening to our oldies and looking for cool Tinker Toys out on the... Maybe we'll find some Tinker Toys.
You will
today
at this estate sale if we're not too late.
Is it a Tinker Toy? We call those Tinker Toys. And also, just to be a little more obnoxious, you guys may remember this ride-along from last year, but I brought them along now as a permanent guest. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the Screaming Chicken. I was editing last week's episode going, man, we've sure gotten obnoxious with the sound effects, like a fucking morning crew radio show.
You think? Just a little bit.
It's Horny and Bueno in the morning! We're going to call up people and tell them their son is dead. Pranks! All right. We are at our first sale. Time to mellow out a little bit. No. No. Bad. No.
Where you going with that flower in your hand? Well, I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we started out looking like we weren't gonna, you know, we were talking about how we might take this week off. And then it was like Friday and Saturday. Saturday looks like a blowout of rain.
And I took the day off from work today, mostly because I need a break and I need a full weekend.
You can't resist the garage sale call. That's what it is.
Well, and doing the show and getting out and sneaking out for the morning.
Mega MPG.
That's the license plate ahead of us.
Yes.
Mega.
They're bragging about their miles per gallon.
Good. To the extreme!
Okay, guys. Fine. Cool. That's good.
Look at that pickup.
And the weather was not looking good for today. It's gray and overcast. And I was like, Johnny Bueno's going to cancel on Friday. And then he was like, I'll pick you up at 9. I'm like, all right, we'll see what we can do. First stop. Let's just say this. This is a new segment on the show called Torture Scott Gardner. And here comes the torture part. First thing I found when I went in there, a whole table full of 1964 World Fair memorabilia. The person who passed was obviously a G.I. Joe fan and a World Fair fan and a Fiesta Ware fan. They had a collection of Fiesta Ware on their table.
I didn't get a picture of the Fiesta Ware.
That was insane. That was a lifetime collection.
I should have taken a picture. Instead, I got a picture of the ceramic old ladies with the big busts.
Well, as you know, whenever I see a pile of World's Fair memorabilia, I go, what can I afford here for Scott Gardner? And I got him a nice little record, you know, 7-inch record tie-in for the fair and a and a nice big postcard.
What was this?
It's a garage sale.
False. I'll have to come back to that.
Falstaff. And then, and this is what's really frustrating to me, because I don't want to tell what this is, because if this thing can, like, make me retired, or you know, pay my groceries for the next year, then I might have to sell it. But let's just say I found something 1964 World Fair that might be, oh, what would you call it? One of a kind? Like, something that, like...
Maybe what, one of 20.
Yeah, but, like, of maybe 20 originally, but how many of... There it is. How many of them do you think survived?
Well,
exactly. You know? So, and it's also something, it's given the little hints that's going to make him tear what's left of his hair out. It was also something, not only
hair,
not only one of a kind. Yeah, lucky bastard.
Cool.
And but not just something one of a kind, something that was not for sale, you know, is not a commercial item. And that's all I'm willing to say right now.
So it's
through my endorphin rush of just, and the, it had a kind of, it was kind of, it was pretty pricey, and I was like, okay, I can't afford this. And then I was just talking about how cool it was, and the guy said, make me an offer. And I made him an offer that was a third of what it was. And he goes, sure. So bingo bango. It's sitting in the back. So, you know, but unless it's worth, like, insanely big, life-changing money, it's going to be a gift for Scott Gardner. So just want you, if you're listening, Scott Gardner, just start mulling that around in your head. Just start bouncing that around in that dome of yours.
What can it be?
That stupid hair-covered dome with all your lucky old guy hair, unlike me. Just know I'm out there.
I see him doing the Ren and Stimpy with the chin scratch right now.
But, yeah. But already a good day. Already I made the day. The day is worth it already to me. So
you're not even wearing your John Wayne shirt.
No. The hell I won't.
Or was that John Wayne? Or was that Clint Eastwood? Make my day.
No, it was John Wayne.
I confuse my tough
guys. Get your American icons straight. All right, we got to go. There's another garage sale.
You better knock it off there, Pally.
Another garage sale. We'll squeeze it in before we get there. So I just bought me some live catnip plants for my cat and a shelf. Johnny Bueno's gotten a G.I. Joe doll. What else did you get at this place?
Well, I got the G.I. Joe at the estate sale. It was like the only 1960s one left. I mean, no hat, no weapon, but it had the boots and all the appendages. In this sale, I got a couple of mugs. One for your birthday, the Star Trek mug. And then one for my brother's birthday, a Penguins mug.
Ixnay on the Earth Day Bay.
And then, what was the other one? I got that AAA kit in perfect shape for $3. Because that's my kid.
Oh, with the flares and stuff like that?
Yeah, for $3. Yeah. I mean, my kid could definitely use that.
Yeah.
Keep her safe when she's not texting me, when she's not coming straight home. Yeah, stuff like that. Anyways, we're at our next sale, so we should probably go hit
that. Gotta go. Yeah. Alright, we've hit a couple other garage sales. I got a nice little old sci-fi paperback by Robert Silverberg called The Silent Invaders. I'm trying to pick up old science fiction novels and horror novels as much as I can.
Yep.
Especially if I recognize the author. Because they're usually good reading, and if they're not, a lot of them are becoming, like, good, solid, not worth a lot of money, but good, solid eBay stuff. I like selling books on eBay because you could send stuff media mail, and it's simple.
And there's no secret. I mean, as long as you flip through it, you know that there's nothing. You know what's going on with it.
Yeah.
It's not like a CD where you have to listen to the whole thing to make sure it doesn't skip.
And to be honest, with a good old paperback like science fiction or horror book, even if it's beat up, it sometimes will fetch a good price because people want to read them. Yep. But that's all I got. You got some? What is it? Monster High?
Or? Yeah, I got a Monster High toy, and what it was is this like a coffin for the character Draculaura. So it's an accessory. Thought it'd be worth it for a dollar. It's clean. Doesn't appear to be broken in any sort of way.
Yeah. So,
you know, 1-10 ratio as you were talking about.
Yeah. That's I like a 1-10 ratio, but I shoot for 1-5.
Right.
You know, to make it with eBay these days to make it worth it. And eBay is such a fucking, like, eBay switched my payment to directly into my bank account. And I understand that because I guess it's like they avoid PayPal fees for putting the money into my bank account or whatever. But it's all confusing. Somehow, like, my PayPal and my eBay both, like, switch to my bank account, which I don't really like that they can do that without hook up to my bank account without telling me. But then again, did give them the routing numbers. So
they historically, they weren't always like that, but certainly over the last decade, the silent F in front of eBay, making it FeeBay, has become more and more present too. So
yep. Hopefully they'll... I don't know. It'd be hard to get a better eBay because eBay just has everybody on it now, you know?
Well, it's because it's universal.
Yeah. And everybody's used to using it.
And not only that, but if you're a buyer, you have all the rights. So if you buy something...
Yeah.
You know, like I accidentally bought something that's coming today, and this guy was getting all shitty with me. It was a box set, but there's no CDs in the box set. And I didn't realize it because there's a picture. It looked like a CD, but it's actually a drum.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm doing it on my phone. So he's getting all pissy with me. I was like, you're getting it back, man. Why would I buy a box set without any CDs in it?
Why are you selling a box set without any CDs?
Well, he wants to sell a CD separate for more money.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I was like, I'll give you a discount. I'm good. Take your shit back.
I don't understand how it would be worth more separately than as a box set, but I guess.
Some people just don't want the packaging. I guess. I don't know.
What was it a box set for?
Grateful Dead. And there's their box sets are a little more elaborate. Like this one's actually got drawers in it. But it doesn't have any of the CDs in it. I didn't realize any of this. I'm definitely not. It's coming today, and I'm turning it right around. Not opening it. Exciting, isn't it, folks?
Yep.
Yep.
Wonderful,
you tell them, Hank Hill.
The wonderful world of eBay.
Yep.
So exciting.
Okay there, Boomhauer. You don't need that.
Classic yellow. Well, we've been picking up a few little things. I got some I got a Terminator DVD, History of the World Part 1, and Clerks, and a hardcover 70s looking kids book called The Witch's Daughter.
The Witch's Daughter.
I almost bought a Baby Yoda just so I could make the Baby Yoda sounds on the show, and then I was like, no, don't.
Yeah, we got enough already.
No Grogu's in our house. no Grogers in our fucking house.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, they eat after midnight and shit, and next thing you know, you've got gremlins with force powers. Sucks. Oh, also, what did you get here?
I got about 150 cards, trading cards. I'd say about 100 of them are Batman or Batman Returns cards. I thought I saw a couple Jurassic Park cards. There's some Beauty and the Beast cards and some baseball cards.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not
Five
bad.
Bucks. I made my own price.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
No, she was... I thought she was going to be a pain in the ass. Like, the way that someone asked her, how much are the books? And she goes, are there a set price on the books? She goes, oh, yes, there is. It's $3, $2, $1, 50 cents, depending on the book. And it's like, that's not a set price. That's you decide what you want to get for it when it comes to the sale.
Yeah.
Then I just want to also mention something that we witnessed back a few garage sales. An old grandpa sitting there, and next to him is a little kid, probably about what, like, would you say, like, 8 years old? With
yeah.
his tablet. I look over, grandpa knocks the tablet out of the kid's head, and the kid starts punching grandpa in the chest and arm. I can't remember what he called him either. He had a...
Dickles or something.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Like, the kid had some weird... And, like, when we walked in, he goes, is this our sale? Is this our store, grandpa? Is this our store? Is everything costs a lot here, right? And I'm just like, we gotta get the hell out of here. But, like, I've seen internet videos of kids punching people when they fuck with their tablet, but I have not seen it in real life yet. Little shits.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Well, I guess there probably were a few little fights like that, like maybe like grandpa whipping the Walkman headphones off a kid or something when we were young. But Jesus Christ. Holy shit, I'm old. All right. Onward and upward, although I don't know how we can go upward today after that first garage sale.
I mean, I'm pretty happy with those cards.
Yeah.
That was a nice box. I mean, I got that one thing of cards a few weeks ago. And trying not to spill my nuts.
Yeah. Don't spill your nuts in the car, Johnny.
Yeah, especially in front of that young lady walking towards us. Wow. I did lose my...
Young lady is in younger than us.
Can't you see I'm talking to the young lady over
Jesus
here?
Jesus Christ, we got a theme going from last week with you soliciting blowjobs for action number one to spilling your nuts in the car.
Yeah. But we're actually heading north, because north is where it's at. North goes.
Mike Jones and his wacky, wacky Alright. I fucking hate Rush. That wasn't Rush. But I do agree with their song Subdivisions. Because when we come to these subdivisions, like especially, and it's not all subdivisions. But, like, when you get into places like Webster, and you get into these boring-ass subdivisions, their garage sales are just... it just makes me sad for humanity. They all have the same shit, and it's all cheap Bed Bath & Beyond crap, and plastic shit, and live, laugh, love stuff. Just no sign, like, of personality. And when you do, it's sort of like off the rack personality. Like, I'm a suburban housewife, and I love 50 Shades of Grey because I'm wild. It's just slim pickings. Although these are the places where you pick up practical stuff, you know. Like, you just got what?
I got a spool of DVD, CD, blank CDs for $1.
Yeah. So stuff like that is good. But holy shit, man. There was one thing. It looked like they were Bluetooth players. But they were those little stupid... You probably put some canister of fake carcinogenic scent in it.
And, well, the one had like a box of DVD blank cases.
Yeah.
It's like...
If you need them, that's great. I've picked those up before back when I've needed them. I don't need them anymore. But
yeah, just what's wrong with a paper envelope at that point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just take up so much more space. I don't buy any DVDs cases without anything in them or vice versa.
That was when I was printing out DVDs for Piss Pot the Rabbit
TV show
and selling them and stuff, you know?
That's different. Okay, well, we got a couple more shitty garage sales to look at.
Yep.
Hope they heard that. And then... maybe one more after that, and then we're done.
Then it's chow time, and we're out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Chow time.
But meanwhile, man, trip out to some psychedelic fake sitar. Don't take this personally, Johnny Bueno, but I just had to fight the urge to slap those Funko Pops out of your hand.
Yeah, but they were exclusives.
They're exclusives. And I understand you're selling them and stuff. And I gotta say, I was tempted. I see the Mogwai and the Gremlin, and I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, Mary McCheese with dead, lifeless eyes. Cool. But I just fucking hate Funko Pops, man. They're a nuisance to the entire... human race.
They're everything that's wrong with the 21st century. Well, we got another sale.
They are. They are kind of.
Not sure if we want
them. They're made to be cheap plastic junk, not meant to be played with, not even meant to be taken out of the box.
Just displayed. Oh, there's another one down there, it looks like. Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
More shitty garage
sales. What have we here?
So I got a Red Goblin exclusive, and I got a Peacemaker Funko 2022 exclusive. You know, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye for $5 a pop. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong! What's this here? It says sale here.
It is. It is. There is a sale there.
Wow. Well,
and there's a sale there too.
Some bitch. I thought we were done.
Some of the bitch. Son of bitch. Shit.
Well, grind.
Where's that from? Son of bitch. Shit.
Is that Trading Places?
Nope. Close. Stripes.
Stripes.
Oh. Russell Ziske teaching his English as a second language class.
See? I was going to say, grind my gears. Where's that from?
I don't know.
Well, there's a whole show... and Family Guy, where Peter Griffin said, you know what grinds my gears?
Oh, really grinds my gears? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll have better luck.
Spoiler, we won't have better luck.
Well, remember how I whispered into the microphone just before we went to this garage sale?
Yeah.
Spoiler, there won't be anything good there?
There was.
Yeah, that was my plan, to subvert myself. Because I'm always wrong. I'm always wrong. So, and I was wrong. This was a 10-cent garage sale. The lady was just like slapping 10 cents on everything. How much are the records?
10 cents.
How much are the books? 10 cents. I got a Kirby manga, number volume 1 of the Kirby Manga Mania.
I think it's like a $5 book.
Probably. But
for 10 cents.
Right, but my five times rule makes 50 cents, puts me into the profit zone with this.
Profit!
But I got fucking Wings Over America live album, Paul Simon, There Goes Rhymin' Simon, classic. The Turtles, Happy Together.
Your favorite.
With Flo and Eddie. The Fluorescent Leech and Eddie. What's this one? Does this have a record in it? Yes, it does. Weird Al, Dare to be Stupid on vinyl.
Yeah, I want to get that one. I would have bought that one.
With I Want a New Duck. Rod Stewart, Every Picture Tells a Story. Which is a fucking great song. And the Georgia Satellites did a great version of that. And Jay and the Americans, Wax Museum. Time-tested classics. Not a big Jay and the Americans fan, but it's a nice album in nice shape. And for 10 cents.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I ended up sneaking in and grabbing two more Elton John vinyl records.
She offered me the whole box for a dollar, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick out what I want so that Johnny Bueno can pick through them too.
Yeah. That's why I got.
Because, you know, that's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah. I'll take the whole. I'll take all of them. I'll take all your Star Wars glasses. All of them. Well, I told that story a few times.
I was technically about 6 inches ahead of you, so, you know, that's.
Yeah. It's the only time you're 6 inches ahead of me.
So yeah! It's just reflexes, man. Just reflexes. About the suburbs, and we just found a box full of comics at some place for a buck a piece with a guy who looked like the People Eater from Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, man. I've never seen calves like that in my life.
That wasn't just cankles.
No,
it was like the whole leg.
Like, he wasn't wearing those pressure socks, he was wearing like containment units. It was insane.
That's the sort of thing that if he like it broke his leg, gravy would pour out of it.
Yes. Yes. But you see a guy like that, what does it mean? Box full of comics.
Yeah. And they were modern comics. They were just modern comics. But we still weren't able to finagle, you know, 5 to 8 comics each.
I got 8.
You got 8. You got all the John Byrne Alpha Flights.
Yeah.
And I got a few here and there. I don't even remember what I got, but they were worth it.
I got like 2, it's like number 2 to number 6.
Yeah, they're great.
Or 6 or 8, something like that, and then a couple in the teens.
Yeah.
So a good starter of Alpha Flight for Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
I thought Alpha Flight was okay, but I'm a sucker for, I basically, if I see anything by John Byrne, I buy it.
The first year, the first 12 issues of the first Alpha Flight series are great. And then, spoiler alert, after he kills off the leader, you know, the last 15 to 18 issues, it's just kind of a reach, it feels like, you know what I mean? It's just like, he was so smart, he like, I don't know, he like outsmarted
himself.
Yeah. And, you know, kept on, you know, is Henry Hudson coming back? Is he coming back, you know? They keep on teasing that he's actually alive. Oh no, it's the archenemy, you know what I mean? So I have no idea where we're going next because my phone's overheated. I left it on the dash. So at this point we're
looking for food.
Yeah.
And low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Well, I think if we go this direction, we'll be in a good spot.
Yeah.
And we'll When we get there, we'll find out.
That's for show.
God, she looks like she's in pain.
Well, we're packing it up. Packing it up and going home. It's starting to rain. We had a lovely charbroil lunch at the charbroil.
Charbroil house.
A charbroil house.
Even got the set outside.
And it was perfect, perfect shady tent. Perfectly grilled charbroiled burger. So it was delicioso.
And their hot sauce is pretty good, too. I know, I'm sure you didn't try it. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, they actually...
Everything with their hot sauce was under an Oscar category, which was making me think, is this, like, is Oscar in the kitchen cooking in this place? Or, like, married to one of the owners or one of the owners or something?
Who knows? But I do know that it is a good hot sauce. And they always had the... If you go inside, they had, like, a pickle bar, too. They made two or three different kinds of pickles.
Oh.
They had... I'm not sure if you're a pickle guy, but, you know.
Yeah, I like pickles. I'm not a big pickle guy, but...
It's nice when there's...
Well, I am kind of a big pickle guy, but I'm not a big pickle eater.
Tickle my pickle.
I'm not what you'd call a pickle tickler. I'm kind of a pickle stickler, actually.
So, getting back to Dick Trickle. Pissy Dribble.
How could you go through life with a name like Dick Trickle and not change it? How could you survive high school with your name being Dick Trickle? Little Dicky Trickle.
Yeah.
Is that what drove him to greatness, maybe?
It also is what drove him to kill himself.
Oh, well, there you go. Mamas, don't name your... Raise your kids to grow up to be Dick Trickles.
I'm sure it's in a previous episode where we talked about him, but... I went to high school with a rich hair.
Rich hair?
Yeah.
In my hometown, there was a guy in the phone book. And, like, basically, like, my parents were prank calling him named Harry Pickle.
Harry Pickle.
Old Harry Pickle.
Yup.
And he never took his name out of the phone book. And he really should have taken his name out of the phone book.
Yup.
Because I remember going to my parents, I'm like, oh my God, we found somebody whose name's Harry Pickle. And both of my parents are just like, yeah, that's old news. We discovered he was just he wasn't even alive. They just kept his name in the phone book in an answering machine on at his house because it was just a long tradition of prank calling him. No, he actually was. And he would get very mad when he'd call and hear a kid's voice and just be like, God, before you could even start your prank call, he'd be like, God damn it.
Why would he even answer?
Everybody answered the phone in those. It's not like today where it's just like nobody answers their phone. When that phone rang, people were fucking sprinting in from the outside.
Especially Mo Sizlak.
I used to be the only person I knew who didn't give a shit if the phone was ringing. I would just let it. Oh, why aren't you answering the phone? I don't want to fucking talk to anybody. Well, but what if it's something cool? What if it's something important? Then they'll call back.
As always, what if it's something important?
Then I missed out on it, I guess.
Because there was no answering machines back then.
Yeah, I mean, there were answering machines after a while. I don't think even in the 80s that we ever had an answering machine.
No, it was really the 90s.
The 90s is when they were settled in.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, I'm going to make a funny message on my answering machine.
After I wear my... Put on my acid wash jorts.
Oh, Jesus.
It's what I do. What can I say? So, overall, we'd say I'd give this a solid B, B plus day.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, it's an A to A plus day before the weather, because this weather's been looming all week, so that usually discourages. Like if it was sunny today and tomorrow, it would definitely probably been crazy amounts of garage sales. But
right, because next weekend's the 4th of July, and you know
4th of July, maybe it was busy because people know people are on the road and actually even coming into Rochester for the holiday or something.
Well, it's an extended weekend, so people have time. Like I have off Thursday and Friday next week. I mean, it might be a Thursday garage sale next week, quite frankly.
If the garage sales are there,
if it's like today, I would totally go.
Actually Thursday would be a terrible day for me to garage sale. It depends.
Why? You got other podcasts besides this one?
I have a podcast that has to be done.
Is that
done.
What you're doing?
Yeah, and it's
is that what it is?
It's a high maintenance podcast too, as opposed this.
Why don't you just move to Utah?
This one I could slap.
Seriously. With all your freaking podcasts, you can't just stick with one?
No.
Oh my God.
I put out 3 podcasts this week because I'm a goddamn machine. Vault of Startling Monster Horror Tales of Terror.
That's what he said.
The Slugs episode, Slugs the Movie. And the second episode of season 2 of The Bad Batch on Jay Guys and Jedi and Garage Sale Gloat.
I did see that. I do like Jay Guys. Who doesn't love Jay Guys? I love Jay Guys.
There's got to be somebody out there who hates it.
Irwin.
That's the thing is, our podcasts aren't popular enough to get real haters. If somebody like hates my voice and stuff, they just like go, "Ugh, I hate that guy's voice," and then they never say anything about
it. Then they go to another podcast.
You're never gonna get hits. You're never gonna get hits on your YouTube channel complaining about our podcast.
Too much sound effects. You guys have sold out.
I think we work very hard on Jay Guys and Jedi to make it so people can't figure out if we're completely politically incorrect or woke. Like, you listen to any episode and you could say we were woke or you could cancel us. It's a fine art.
Okay.
We just go for straight cancellation on this show. I mean, the last episode I was talking about fucking firing a fleshlight on the end of an arrow at your dick for a copy of fucking Action Number 1 Famous First Editions.
Let alone the sacrilege you were tossing around for both Zanguli and...
don't like him.
Jim Bob, what's his name?
Joe Bob Briggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Bob Briggs, I feel as a person, he's probably a piece of shit. As a writer of movie reviews, he's funny, but he does the same joke over and over and over again, which was funny. But anyway, we're in my driveway, and we're calling it. We're done. Love that chicken.
That's what it would sound like with the Action Comics Number 1.
Yeah, no shit. All right, guys. Well, maybe we'll see you next week. Maybe.
Or not.
Or not.
It might be a few weeks, actually.
It's the 4th of July, and then there's a comic show. Maybe we can do a little garage sale gloat with Fogel.
That'd be fun.
And talk about stuff at the JCC.
You never know.
All right, guys.
See you later.